Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonger talking about his beef demand index in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit dairymax.org.
Tight supplies of cattle in this country have given us high cattle prices, but also record high retail beef prices. Despite those high prices, the consumer's appetite for U.S. beef remains remarkably strong. Extension Livestock Market economist Glenn Tonger says that in his latest beef demand index that he compiles on a quarterly basis, April through June to be exact for this year, the numbers suggest that high prices that we're having this year have not kept consumers away from beef.
The second quarter beef demand indices is what I can share now, and they were up 6 to 7%, depending on exactly which one we look at. The all fresh beef demand, which is kind of the broadest, was up 6.7% compared to the second quarter of 2013. That's the largest year over year increase we've had since the end of 2004. And I'll remind our listeners, that's back when we were in the middle of the Atkins diet. Most of us look at that spike that occurred around 2004 and give credit to that. I don't call it fad, but you know, in hindsight, it wasn't long lived. I don't think that's what's driving the current demand strength. I mean, there might be fads, but it's not something as isolated as Atkins that's going on. In general, we know we have fewer pounds being offered to the consumer. That's simply because we're producing less, so there's fewer being consumed. But what's underneath that large year-over-year increase in demand that I keep sharing is the price that the public has been willing to pay for those fewer pounds has exceeded most of our expectations.
And this willingness to pay has caught a lot of folks off guard. Dr. Tonger admits he's a little surprised by it as well.
We know price is going to go up if demand is anywhere near stable, and it's went up more than we anticipate. That's a very strong, supportive story for the industry because nobody's, quote-unquote, making anybody pay those higher prices. We're asking them because they have fewer pounds, but at the end of the day, you know, market equilibriums work is what the economist says, and people are voluntarily paying higher prices than we expected them to. They inherently are seeing some different value, or their incomes and willingness to share those dollars is better than we anticipated.
Obviously, beef supplies are going to stay tight for a while. Balance of this year, 2015, maybe starting to see some turnaround by 2016. Dr. Tonger suggesting that the current beef demand trend bodes exceedingly well for the future of the beef cattle sector.
Ultimately, that demand pull is what drives prosperity for the industry. Tight supply is important, and I don't want to ignore that, and that's a lot of what's going on today. But you can't just have tight supply without strong demand. Otherwise, we'll continue to have tight supply. We'll keep shrinking the industry, right? And we could benefit short-term, but not long-term. Long-term, there has to be more money entering the industry from a demand pull, consumers seeing value in that beef. And at least for the second quarter of 2014, the numbers I've crunched say that is going on, and I remain optimistic going forward.
A lot of cattle producers, from the seed stock end of the business to the cow-calf end of the business to stockers to feedlot operators, making money right now. The word that Dr. Tonger used, prosperity, makes a lot of folks mighty happy right now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's called the Big Event for good reason. Express Ranch is holding their 2014 edition of the Big Event August 22nd and 23rd. This is a sale of some of the very best females in the Angus breed in America. Over 600 head to sell over the two-day period, including fall calving females at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and then the Big Event sale itself at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, August 23rd. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.